Welcome back, and right now I have another one of the Festival Acts in studio with me, and it's my co-host Tariq with his dance partner Shannon, and they have formed the dancing duo called Langa and Clanchy. We also have Annelisa and Jesse in studio that will conduct the interview for us. Take it away.
Welcome to Alexandria. How are you today?
We're well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm good.
We have been hearing Tariq's voice throughout the broadcast. Is it Shannon, right?
Yes, Shannon.
Okay. Please tell us more about yourself.
What exactly do you want to know?
what's your hobbies? What do you like doing? Things like that.
Well, at the moment, I like drawing a lot and dancing especially. So, I'm into this new thing. It's not really a new thing, but okay. Animation. I really want to go into that. Okay. So drawing and like doing cool things and making people happy. That's what I enjoy.
How was Langa and Clanchy formed?
Yep. Well, you see, we went to the same school. Okay. When was it, grade 10?
No, it was grade 11. Grade 11. We never really spoke. And then we were at Artscape. He did dance studies and I did drama. And then he was dancing and I was dancing because you remember that he saw me perform at the variety concert, and I saw him perform also in dance studies. And then we started sitting next to each other, and then we started like speaking a lot, and then we were like just saying, yo, we should maybe like dance together.
Didn't you ask my dance teacher?
Yeah, I asked. His teacher. I was like, between I want to dance with somebody, I don't know if it's Shannon or this person and that. Then the teacher said, I would say to Shannon because he's more versatile and he works hard. And then we started chatting and yeah.
Who are dancers that inspires you?
I really like this guy called Keown. I don't know if you know him, but he's a lot in the world of dance.
And he came actually in the finals.
Yeah, he's always a phenomenal dancer.
For me, it's like we quite different, but we're also the same at times. So we tend to like different styles, but sometimes we try to merge them together. So lately for me, it like within the animation and dubstep style, it's been like non-stop and popping John. But when it comes to choreography and that, it's been watching Matt Stefanina mostly and learning tutorials from him, as well as other dancers. But we normally show each other cool videos of dancers, and then like we tend to like each other's dancers.
Do you remember the first time you performed in front of an audience? How was it?
Oh, our first performance, yeah, it's just the best performance.
No, was
like,
it? Yeah.
But yeah, I think this one will probably take the cake.
How would you describe your dancing?
I would like to describe it as my own style. Like there's a lot of influences. Like, I mean, because I've studied jazz at high school, and I've done like hip-hop teachers from this place called SCAD in Fishhook. Sarah Cookney's Dance in Canterbury. I went there and they showed me a couple dance moves. So I take a lot from jazz, hip-hop, and I merge them together to make it, I want to say my style, but you know, like, anyway. Yeah.
What do you think of the Alexander Youth Festival, and why did you agree to perform?
The exposure got me like thinking a lot. So that's particularly why I wanted to perform, especially with Tariq. I mean, it makes me have more time to spend with the people that I care about.
Aww.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Come watch us perform at the festival.
Buy tickets.
Yeah. Oh, and stay. Watch us.
Please.
Thank you so much, Jace and Annelisa, for conducting the interview. And thank you, guests, for being here with us.